Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bobby Bonilla. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Wayne Tolleson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bruce Bocht. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dusty Baker. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Kurt Young. And now, play ball. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips bunts towards the mound. Dotson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is hit by the pitch. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Canseco. The throw from Skinner and he is safe. Canseco steals second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla takes first base on ball four. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bocht moves to third. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bocht tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin bunts towards the mound. Dotson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baker moves to second. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baker moves to third. Griffin moves to second. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a pop-up towards third. Tolleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cangalosi hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Skinner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bocht hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-1 in the game. Willard hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bonilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolleson bunts towards the mound. Young fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bonilla moves to second. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Skinner reaches second base with a double. Bonilla scores. Tolleson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-2 in the game. Cangalosi takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen bunts towards the mound. Young fields it and throws to third for the out. Cangalosi moves to second. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cangalosi scores. Guillen scores. Baines moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Phillips moves to third. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tolleson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bocht takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a pop-up towards third. Tolleson catches it and throws to first to double up Bocht. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Dotson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cangalosi hits a pop-up towards first. Bocht settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 3 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Griffin takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0 for 2 in the game. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kittle is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bonilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 3 in the game. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tolleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tolleson hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Skinner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bocht hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cangalosi. Bocht reaches second base with a double. Bob James now pitching. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Tolleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Griffin is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.